Om Shanti. Let's give a warm double foreigner's welcome to Sudesh Didi. Probably many of you have actually met Sudesh Didi in person before because she's an avid traveler. She just flew up the mountain, in fact, to be with us tonight. I think everybody knows Sudesh Didi is the European director of the Brahma Kumaris, and for more than 60 years she's been immersed in Baba's knowledge. Her background in both the scriptures and in yoga has trained her to be a very deep thinker with fresh insights. And so we actually intentionally chose Sudesh Didi for this topic, our connection with the seed, because togetherness, the power of togetherness, we've all been experiencing that naturally. But how do we have a relationship with the seed? This is what we want to hear from Sudesh Didi tonight. So I'm sure we're all looking forward to this, and it's a beautiful introduction to World Meditation Hour, because that's what we'll be doing. Welcome, Sudesh Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I'm very happy to see you all. This time is the first time that I have been actually away in this, and the majority of the family is here, and I was somewhere else, Miss Shantivan, and you are here. And I really feel that though so together we are with each other, but still meeting together face to face has its own charm, deep understanding and nearness. Though we all of us are near, but meeting with each other, greeting each other, and I'm sure that all of you together here has already experienced the power of togetherness. The power of together, being together, but the source is, because when we are speaking of connection with the seed, the power of togetherness. What comes first? One aspect is that when we are really together, love, harmony, understanding each other, accepting each other, respecting each other, communicating with each other, cooperating each other. What is actually the reason behind? Enjoying each other, eating together, playing together, studying together. What is the reason behind? That in our heart, in all of us, is Baba the seed, the creator. That we are creation of the one creator. The seed, the father of all souls. And though we speak about one world, one God, one family, but the practical experience of this is oneness, is we are connected deeply, deep-rooted with the Creator. what is the meaning of connected? When we say that we are creation of the one Creator, we are children of the one Father, we are all souls connected to one God. What is the purpose of exploring or with, once again speaking about it, connected with? What is the proof of connected with? Being connected. When we see the picture of a tree, the branches that are connected with the tree, is the beauty of the tree, but the power in all these branches and the fruit that the branches are bearing, it is coming from the roots, from the seed. Whatever is the potential of the seed, that is what it is growing and appearing in the form of the branches, sub-branches, and eventually the fruits. But in the heart of the fruit, what is hidden? The seed again. So it means the seed is connected throughout the whole cycle. But now we are aware that the seed is able to give its power when it is fruit. The seed is also connected with the fruit, and fruit is connected with the seed. The seed we are connected with the seed, the power is in the soul. When we are connected with the seed, because we know it is not the non-living seed, we are talking about the living seed. And living seed is the living power. Living seed is the eternal power. Living seed is the truth, which contains the truth throughout the whole cycle. And so when the soul, the seeds are connected, we seeds are connected with the seed. Baba is seed, and when we become connected with the seed, in our seed consciousness, in our soul consciousness, we are able to experience our power. The moment we get disconnected, the power scatters. It is just like the power is divided into different. The energy shifts. And so, once again, when our energy, we are gradually disconnected. Not disconnected that we are not souls, we are souls. It is just like another example of generator and then connected with many different parts of this energy. Is connected originally with the generator, and this generator energy through different resources is making many things move. And when you switch on something suddenly, and you say, oh, it's not working, power cut off. It's cut off, but still it is connected with it. Exactly it is same with us. Baba the seed, the creator, the generator, our relationship changes. Our relationship as being Baba, the power of the source, the foundation, as we move further and further in the cycle, relationship changes. And then the soul who is able to draw the energy is also becomes limited. And it is just like when electric wire is small, generator is very powerful, and with the small cable, you cannot lift the mountain. But when the cable is powerful, you can see the machinery lift the mountain, full house. It's the same thing here. When our connection with the Supreme is powerful, our energy, then we are able to take more from this time. We are able to take full energy. As we go through the cycle of time, we are gradually changing our relationship with God. What was our relationship with God, with the seed in the copper age? You say, but we are all at that time. We also said, God the Father. But did we really had the relationship with God as our Father? How did we remember Him? We remember Him and we connected with Him. Oh God, have mercy on us. So, a merciful relationship and a loveful relationship. To experience God's mercy or to experience God's love, what is the difference? God's energy is the same, but I am experiencing only, I'm looking for mercy of God. And God is also merciful at that time. What is the subtle change that I am not connected with? I call God my Father, but I am a beggar. I am connected internally, not as the child of God. My consciousness or my energy is connected as I am beggar. Oh God, give me peace. God, give me love. We are begging it at that time. And if a beggar comes to at the doorstep of a king, of course king is very generous, will give with generosity, maybe that much of grains or wealth that he can perhaps live whole year with comfortable with everything, either clothes or food or whatever he needs. But he would not say, okay, come and stay in my palace. Beggar is a beggar. Even he would not have the courage to enter. Consciousness is changed. As a servant, then we became servant. We serve, we work hard, and we receive the achievement from that. Of course, you pay whatever according to our dedication, great devotion, then certainly you got we got the reward, got vision, fulfilled our wishes, became successful in our whatever activity, whatever demands we had from God or respect we requested God to give. But if a child, what would be actually internal relationship between this? A child, a beggar, and a servant. So our state of mind is also changing, and the energy that we can draw from God is also changing. The more and more we are connected with the body and bodily relations, more and more we are attracted towards the matter. Objects begin to focus on them, our energy is in that scattered and divided, and our real source is that is within us is also becoming weak. And we think we do feel that we have lost something, but relationship was lost. The love for God was still, faith was still there that God is God. He is the Supreme, He is bestower, He is remover of sorrow. We begin to sing the praise of God. But a child, the father becomes concerned without asking, without begging. He is concerned to give to the child everything, the property that the father has. So at this time, as we go through the cycle of time, we are once again connected with the original form of the relationship, not of one relationship with God, but all relationship with Him. We created all relationship in the worldly sense, with matter and with people and with objects and with our own creativity. And now we also have the same thing. We do have our consciousness of creating energy, of doing something what Baba has given to produce and give to others. But in our heart is Baba. So when there is there's the consciousness of being a child, you automatically develop that inherent personality, inherent quality, inheritance from God. This is the difference between by being a beggar, by being a servant, and by being a child. So again and again Baba is reminding us, remember the father and inheritance, remember the father and inheritance. It is not inheritance of the golden age first. That is reward afterwards. But this is the time when we become connected with each other, and then the more and more we are connected with Baba, means with one relationship, our relationship with God becomes, as a child, in a practical form to remain to receive the inheritance, not only just God the Father, but with the Mother. Connected, the power that actually the soul receives is our inheritance. The inheritance as a godfatherly birthright. Can you take birthright without taking a birth? Without birth, no birthright. And so our relationship with the mother, through the mother comes with the father, and from the father through the mother. This is what it is, just like you get the seed expresses its power when being connected with the soil, and God expresses his power when connected with Brahma, the mother. Incorporeal becomes corporeal. To be connected with God, once again I would, when incorporeal becomes corporeal, then we, incorporeal teaches us to be less, forget the body and be bodiless. Incorporeal has to become corporeal, and we corporeal have to become incorporeal. What have we been doing all the time? In order to experience motherly love or fatherly inheritance, this is the secret. God does not give his power from the soul world. Means love, the power of love from the soul world he does not give. His power of love as motherly power to give us new consciousness, new awareness, when we become connected with God, we the scattered seed, which had become fruit sometimes, we took the seed in our heart, that fruits were separated from the tree again. You understand? Just see the cycle of the tree. When the seed, fruit is separated from the tree, and then gradually the seed has to get the power again, has to become again with the connection with its original power, only when it is once again comes in the corporeal form. So in our corporeal body, God coming in the corporeal form, we receive power by being bodiless. Bodiless, and that is actually effort. Bodiless comes in the body. And we are, when really connected with him, we have the power to let go of all our attachments which were blocking us, to get the power from God. So what he teaches us, he comes in the body to make us bodiless. And the more bodiless I am, the more I am able to develop my power, by connected, what he is showering upon me every day, the power of knowledge, the power of love, the power of purity, the power of blessings, the power of happiness. I am able to receive this when I let go of the external body form which I was covered with. So I need to become bodiless again and again. So his love first is, what is his love? First to give me power to die, and also power to take birth. When I am connected with God, we die, and then what we get? The power? The power of happiness of heaven. Like today's Murli, people speak about when you die, you go to heaven. And so God makes me bodiless, comes in the body to make me bodiless, means to die. And then once again, fill me with his power of purity, peace, love and happiness, so that I live in the world with all fruits of what I had lost during the cycle. What I lost as I continued to come in the cycle, I had received at this time all power, either the power of matter, the body, health, wealth, happiness, love, prosperity, purity, harmony in relationship, heaven on this earth. The power we received at this time by being bodiless, but God has to come in the body to give me, make me bodiless. And the more I am bodiless, becoming this, I am actually being connected with the seed, because then godly power and my power attract each other. What is connection? Connection is not of the body. Connection is love begets love. Like likes like. So when God makes me bodiless, I die living death, I become alive of the energy that was latent in me. That is misconnected with Baba. Then you get the relationship. The latent energy was original nature of myself, of purity. The more the original power, purity means, there was nothing mixed in me. It was a real seed which was not polluted, was not influenced. And so I, the soul, this when I received this power of purity, the pure divine intellect is able to then actually create, the new consciousness is created, and the relationship with Baba, not only the Baba, the Father, but the motherly love. The intellect becomes divine, then you, with motherly love, you get the power to learn. Relationship with Baba as the mother, with my innocence develops. The softness comes. When the seed grows, it does not grow in the soft, in the hard form. It's with gentleness. So Baba creates with motherly love. Once again, He sustains us. He connects us with our innocence, with our purity. The more I am connected as a bodiless soul, He connects me with my own power of silence, of peace. And we experience this, the more we become internally silent, the mind speaks less, less and less. Soft mind begins to speak to your own self and begin to speak to Baba. The natural quality of positive purity and power develops by being bodiless. The quality of peace is not only just one aspect, but it is peace is also patience. It is also detached, becoming observer, mind is peaceful. So different qualities are developing. So connected with the seed means the original quality of God are becoming my qualities, and then as my qualities are growing gradually, they also become pulled by God like a magnet pulling the needle, clean needle. The more I am becoming pure, the more I am pulled by Baba and His energy I am receiving. The connection becoming strong, the cable is becoming powerful. It's not only one relationship. This cable is not only one wire, but many, many things together in it. Lift the train can lift the heavy luggage. We have the power to then face. We have power to cooperate. We have power to let go. We have this, the godly power helps us to develop, to face the worldly situations. And that is what it is, the motherly-fatherly relationship, and then Baba, the teacher's relationship. Relationship with the seed means the mother and father. Relationship with the teacher means developing my intellect, cleaning my intellect, keeping the connection more strong. Yoga power increases not only with just being a soul conscious, but yoga power increases by being knowledge, with knowledge soul conscious. With knowledge in soul conscious means that I, the soul, am filled with all these qualities which are godly qualities, knowledge, peace, love, purity, happiness, benevolence. This Baba's power is empowering me to face the problems, the situations as a teacher. So relationship with the father, mother, father, then relationship with the teacher, relationship with Satguru. It is I begin to recognize I have the power to realize what I had lost, and also the power what God is giving me, what my father is giving me as his inheritance of all the blessings. Everything without any effort. Truth does not have to make effort actually. When the state of true consciousness is not making effort, it is enjoying the result of soul consciousness. It is enjoying the result of Baba's blessings. It is enjoying that truth becomes living, means relationships become living. True light emerges. The life becomes totally different. So fruition, the part from the connected with the seed, of course first we experience a lot of services there, lot of happiness there, lot of wandering here and doing a lot of service. We feel that we are connected, we go on the field of service. And the more we are connected with the truth, Baba is doing service and we are enjoying it, what it is happening, how Baba is doing this, which is known as power to become detached. It's just like the seed becomes detached, then it has the power to grow the new fruit. So Baba gives us power to fill ourselves with all the powers and yet become total successful and yet become detached, just like seed himself. What is the cycle of the seed? Nature. In the nature, what is the how the power is visible that the seed has the power? The more detached it is becoming, the more powerful it is becoming to create the new creation. So when we get the power of the truth is that I am a powerful child of the Almighty. I am a knowledgeful soul. I am a loveful soul. I am a powerful soul. And yet totally power to become detached of, let go of I am.
You
you would see, is it really that we become detached? We become detached when we begin to enjoy. You are not actually thinking at that time. You become detached because you become so sweet in that. You begin to taste so much of it that you are, or I am doing this, it does not remain in you. It's Baba is giving and Baba is empowering us. Then when the seed is raw, if I become possessive to that, it means I have not developed the power. The real power of the seed, connected with the seed, is to become the seed, to become like the Father. And to become the seed means, after all this expansion of knowledge, of yoga, of dharana, of service, of success, becoming totally detached. That is the power. Becoming total trustee. That is the power. Let go. That is the power. Because seed does like this. This is what Baba does. He comes, showers his blessings, gives us all kind of powers, and then goes and sits in the soul world. Who enjoys the fruit of love, purity, peace and happiness? His children. And at this time, when we recognize that I have to become like him, that is real godly power. What is his real power is? He's detached. And what it is blocking us to enjoy that power? Attachment. And so the final blessing is conqueror of, destroyer of attachment, but embodiment of awareness of truth. Smriti labdha. To become the embodiment of smriti and istiti. Embodiment of awareness, what my qualities and powers are. And these are godly gift, which is I have received as inheritance, as the creation in the creation, creator. The seed is growing down in the earth, but the more, the stronger it is becoming, it is going above the earth. Fruit is coming up, not fruit is going up. The more it is up, detached, becomes detached from the earth, it begins to bear the fruits. The more I become detached, then I am able to experience godly power. And this is what is detached. Smriti, power is given by Baba, but I now enjoy it and become detached. That is the secret. Enjoy peace, enjoy happiness, enjoy Baba's love, enjoy the churning, the knowledge, but totally become detached. And that is actually yoga. The power to become detached. When I am attached, when my stage is not strong, I'm not yet powerful, I'm attached to my seed. It is just like when the fruit is unripe, it is attached. You try to cut it with a sharp knife, that seed will not become separate. And the more and more it is getting power from the sun, its color is changing, green becoming yellow, more powerful, and softness is increasing, sweetness is increasing. And what is the power in the seed then? You don't need the knife, the soft fruit. You just open it very easily. The seed becomes separate. This separate seed has the power to grow the fruit again, the tree again. So in order to get the experience that I come in the golden age with all my powers, is to have the power to become bodiless, to become detached, become egoless. But wonder is to have the balance of fullness, for enjoy peace, enjoy love, enjoy happiness, enjoy company, but totally with detachment. Is it possible not to live? Brahma Baba lived this. Dadis lived this. They lived with all the sunshine, had everything, and yet very light, very easy, full of all powers, but totally detached. So power to be full and power to be detached. Power to be master of my body and power to become, I don't have body. I am not this body. It means all the attraction, temptation, influence, which is the power of the body, attraction, temptation, desires, that is the power of the body to overcome, which is called power, the weakness of the body's consciousness. So Baba becomes totally, Baba is not attracted, not tempted, not influenced. So we get the power in this way, that like God comes in this corporeal world, but not influenced. Not influenced. And but he's very happy still. He is appreciating us. He is giving so much joy to the souls, that the souls are really feel that Baba loves me very much. It is true, he loves very much. But next minute he is so detached that 2,000, for 5,000 years, he doesn't remember us. It's love or detachment. Love is so powerful that he fills us with detachment, and then truth is that he is so much loveful that he gives everything. He appreciates us. He fills us with all his powers. And next, he goes and stays in the soul world, totally detached. Comes only in the end of the cycle, once again, to give us power. So in that way, means we achieve the real power to become connected with the roots and seeds, that it brings all together, all of us together on this tree, branches, sub-branches emerges, and each individual fruit then its own seed, and that seed creates a new tree. So we are together growing with the tree. I cannot grow that, okay, I am a branch and I studied very well, I made good efforts, I have achieved everything, and I cut off myself with the tree. I'm broken with the tree. I'm broken from the family due to any reason. Whether storms came, whether doubt emerged, whether I could not actually tolerate the behavior and circumstances, and I am cut off. I've broken myself. Or the storm broke me from this gathering. I might have fruit for some time, very much. And we say, but my yoga is very good. My dharana is very good. I am having extra yoga. I'm really enjoying myself. I have so much deep yoga when I meditate alone. But then, can that branch create the new fruit? Continue the fruit it again. So on one side is very important to become detached, and the other side is very important to remain together. So we are together and yet totally detached. We are receiving ourselves, we are making ourselves full, knowledgeful, blissful, peaceful, powerful, But yet, this fullness is becoming trusty, giving to the fruit. The seed does not eat its own fruit. The power to go beyond the praise and defamation. You throw the seed in a bin, or you throw the seed in a rubbish, the tree will grow with the same respect, with the same potential. So the power to remain constant with my potential, which God fills in the soul. So this is why God is praised a lot. He is defamed also a lot. And sometimes when Baba speaks about that you have defamed me, is because he is sensitive, that he says you have defamed me, you are putting me in the cats and dogs, in the dust, in the sparkle of, and in the degraded situation. Is he sensitive? Why he is telling this is not that he is actually sensitive to his defamation. He is so much love in it that he does not want that our intellect gets scattered from here and there and we are gone away from the seed. He wants to connect again with the source. So when I am connected with the source, I remain always full. When I understand that this is the power to be, the power of gathering is we learn from each other. We understand, we create the new connection. New world is created with the power of gathering. The work is done not alone. It is the success of cooperation of all us together. The tree will not grow itself. It needs the earth. It needs water, it needs the sunshine, it needs the season, it needs the environment. It does not go alone. It is togetherness, but destination is to be alone again. And so this is our journey, to be connected with the family, to develop this power, and also connected with Baba, to give this power to others and receive power from each other. Because the tree becomes beautiful when all branches are swinging together. The tree looks nice when the wind is there and all flowers are dancing together. So there is a beauty of togetherness, but there is power of being totally detached. So God is Nyara and Pyara. He is most beloved, but he is totally detached. So when we learn this art of being full and yet detached, giving, but without consciousness of giving, receiving and thankful of whatever power we are getting from Baba and from each other, then we are always connected with ourselves, with each other and with Baba. And then we are able to give this power to the whole world. Not only we are connected just with this Brahmin family, we are connected with the unlimited family, because all this unlimited family is the branches of the same tree. And Brahma Baba, great, great, great grandfather, his generation continues throughout the whole cycle. But then eventually becomes seed again. So this is how I understand. Be connected means all relationship, mother, father, friend, teacher, beloved, guide, satguru, companion, company, and remaining under his canopy, being with all, and yet totally detached. The power to become detached and power to be full. That is the essence. what I wanted to share. Om Shanti. It's the time for world meditation.
Thank you, Sudesh Didi, for sharing so beautifully our eternal lifestyle through our connection, life cycle, through our connection with the seed. And I think we all feel detachment now is a very noble quality.